Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about rookies to watch out for and breakout players this season. In this podcast, I talk about rookies to watch out for and breakout players in the 2023-24 NHL season. Every season, it's entertaining to watch rookies battle it out for the Calder Trophy. Sometimes players who are just drafted that year can make an instant impact, but other times it takes a few years for some to develop and make an impact on their NHL teams. While the NHL is filling up with great young talent, the 2023-24 season should present us with one of the best rookie classes in recent memory. With so much talent, I've decided to split the rookies into groups of three. The first group is top contenders for the Calder, the second group is challengers if they are playing in the NHL, and the third group is dark horses. The top contenders or favorites for the Calder are the more notable names that will be in the NHL this season and are most likely to be higher up on the lineup and are most likely to be higher up in the lineup. For the most part, they will also have decent line mates at worst, and some could even have very impactful line mates or partners that will help their rookie season immensely. The seven contenders I have decided to include in this group are forwards Connor Bedard, Adam Fantilli, Jacob Pelletier, and Matthew Nice, as well as defensemen Brent Clark and Luke Hughes, and goaltender Devon Levi. Now let's take a look at what makes each of these top contenders a favorite for the Calder in the 23-24 season. Starting with the forwards, Connor Bedard is obviously the favorite to win the Calder Trophy this season, as he appears to be a generational talent that is of the same level as Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby when they were first drafted and broke into the NHL. He will be the Chicago Blackhawks' number one center, he'll get top power play time, and will play alongside Taylor Hall. The other 2023 draft pick that could be a Calder nominee is Adam Fantilli of the Columbus Blue Jackets. He could very well be centering their second line alongside Kent Johnson and Kirill Marchenko. If he does indeed end up playing with those players, he will get opportunities to put up points. However, Fantilli will be up against stiff competition such as Boone Jenner, Jack Roslovic, and Cole Sillinger. It's also possible that Fantilli could get a shot on the wing to start the season, like Kent Johnson did last year. Although there will be competition for Fantilli, if he lands a favorable spot in the lineup, he'll be in the running for the Calder. Next up is Jacob Pelletier of the Calgary Flames, who absolutely dominated the AHL last season before finally turning pro in the latter half of last season. A lot of wingers on the Calgary Flames will be shuffled around, especially after the departure of Tyler Toffoli, so Pelletier will see much more ice time and play regularly with better line mates. Another forward that could make an impression is Matthew Nice of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He only played in 3 regular season games last year, but he did register 4 points in 7 playoff games. However, he is up against stiff competition as the Leafs did sign Tyler Bertuzzi and Max Domi in free agency. So it could be tough for Matthew Nice to get the same ice time he did last year. Moving over to defensemen, Brent Clark had a very impressive showing in his limited time with the Los Angeles Kings before being sent back to junior. The team made necessary moves to open up the space for him to stay with the team this year. Expect Brent Clark to get a lot of ice time this year, and he should get a lot more ice time towards the tail end of this season as he gets more comfortable playing in all situations. Luke Hughes is another defenseman who could be in the running for the Calder. Hughes was thrust right into action towards the end of last season, joining his brother in New Jersey. He should be given the opportunity to play on the second pair with John Marino, as they really don't have any competition for him there. In his first 5 games in the NHL, he recorded 4 points. He has shown he is capable of producing points offensively. The question is, can he hold up defensively? The good thing is that he is paired with one of the more reliable defensive defensemen in John Marino, so that should ease his transition into the NHL. The Buffalo Sabres appear confident heading into the season with the goalies they have, meaning Devon Levi will be the starter for the Buffalo Sabres. The Sabres make some moves on the back end to help out their goaltending situation. Although they may not be the best defensive team in the league, they expect Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power to improve defensively, and the addition of Connor Clifton and Eric Johnson should help their defense as well. Devon Levi will have more help in front of him and could also help pile up more wins with a potentially better team in front of him this season. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. This next group of rookies are very talented, but they might not necessarily make the NHL because of the competition in front of them on the respective rosters. There are 9 players in this group. They are Leo Carlson of the Anaheim Ducks, Brad Lambert of the Winnipeg Jets, Tyson Forrester of the Philadelphia Flyers, Olin Zellweger of the Anaheim Ducks, Kevin Korshinski of the Chicago Blackhawks, David Yurecek of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Simone Nimich of the New Jersey Devils, Simon Evanson of the Detroit Red Wings, and Dustin Wolf of the Calgary Flames. Starting with the second overall pick in the 2023 draft, Leo Carlson, he was signed and will get a very good opportunity to make the Anaheim Ducks out of training camp. He put up good numbers in the SHL last season and has played 92 professional games overseas already. He is talented enough to make the team already. However, do they really want to waste him on the third line? If Carlson is not playing in a top 6 role, it does not make sense to have him on the team. Brad Lambert is another player who could get a long look in the preseason after an impressive showing last year that almost got him a spot out of camp as the 30th overall pick in the 22 draft. The Winnipeg Jets are already looking different ahead of the season. While the team moved on from a couple of big names, they also brought in some middle six forwards who will be ahead of Lambert on the depth chart. If he has another impressive showing in camp, I could see the Jets giving Lambert a shot out of camp. There's no arguing that the Philadelphia Flyers are trying to rebuild, and it could even get worse in the next couple of months if they are trying to move out more players. Even if that doesn't happen right away, Ty Forrester has shown great talent and will be given an opportunity in the event that they do move some of those players. In 8 games last year, he scored 3 goals and 7 points. Besides Forrester, there is a lot of other good young talent in the organization now, and some will have to start being brought in. That will likely start with Ty Forrester this season, and if he is in a top 6 role, he will be one to watch. Heading back to the Anaheim Ducks, another potential star in the making is defenseman Olin Zellweger, who has shown a ton of talent, and the rebuilding Ducks could very well make a run with him this season, as they don't have a very strong group of defensemen to choose from. His offense and skating are things to watch, and he has always put up a ton of points and goals for a defenseman. David Yurecek and Simone Nimich are in similar places for the respective teams. While Yurecek is stuck in a logjam in Columbus and might not get a chance to play in the NHL full-time all season, Nemec may not get the opportunity to start the season in the NHL. These past high picks are the future of the respective organizations. But there's only a certain amount of young players a contender like the New Jersey Devils can have on their back end, like Luke Hughes and Kevin Ball, who are expected to play in the NHL this year. There is a better chance we see Simone Nemec play more games despite the Devils already having Colin Miller on their team. But do not be surprised if the Blue Jackets move some players around to open up a spot for Yurecek to get regular playing time. Both of these defensemen will be impactful if given the chance. The Detroit Red Wings made a number of defensive signings and additions late last season that could prevent Simone Evanson from getting regular playing time in the NHL this season. The Red Wings have turned the corner on and are ready to fight until the end for a playoff spot, meaning they aren't planning on filling their roster with rookies for the sake of it. With 6 NHL caliber defensemen on the roster already, Evanson will either have to take over Alimata's spot or develop for another year in the AHL. Although he has the talent for it, I wouldn't bet on it. The Calgary Flames can no longer keep Dustin Wolf out of the NHL, but yet haven't made a move in the offseason to open up a spot for him. That could still change, but his numbers have been too good to ignore. His NHL debut went very well, and he is the future in net for the Calgary. Seeing as he may have to start the season in the AHL because of the lack of moves made by the team, it will hurt his chances of playing enough games to get consideration for the Calder. Every year, there are a few rookies that come out of nowhere and surprise everyone for the Calder Trophy, even if they aren't finalists. Some take full advantages of the opportunities such as injuries and players being moved by the trade deadline, while others fight their way up the lineup because the production is too hard to ignore. The right situation could see these seven players be in the Calder race. They are Shane Wright, Matthew Coronado, Pavel Dorofeev, Luke Evangelista, Ridley Gregg, Brock Faber, and Joel Hafer. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywith777. Here are the top breakout candidates for every team in the Eastern Conference. Boston Bruins, Morgan Geeky. Morgan Geeky was signed to a 2-year deal by the Boston Bruins. He could possibly play a top 6 role this year, especially in the wake of Patrice Bergeron's retirement and the unlikelihood that David Krejci returns. The Boston Bruins could very well use him as a second line center, pushing Charlie Coyle back into the third line center role. Buffalo Sabres, Owen Power. The former first overall pick of the Sabres in 2021 had a really good year last year, putting up 35 points in 79 games. He'll only continue to improve as he grows into his massive frame. Carolina Hurricanes, Peter Kochetkov. In 27 career NHL games, Kochetkov is 15-7-5 with a .908 save percentage. While Anderson and Ranta are still back for this season, both goalies have a lengthy injury history, so it's very likely that Kochetkov will still get a chance to claim the net. Columbus Blue Jackets, Kent Johnson. Kent Johnson is a human highlight reel, and is must-see television whenever he steps on the ice, as one of hockey's most gifted young players. He'll be a star one day, and it's only a matter of time before he breaks out. Detroit Red Wings, Jonathan Berggren. Berggren scored 28 points in 67 games last year, but that was in a limited role. This year, he will be playing on the second line in a top 6 role. This year, he'll be playing in a top 6 role with much better players and should have a breakout year. Florida Panthers, Anton Lundell. Lundell is one of the best up-and-coming two-way forwards in the NHL, and he gets the privilege of learning from one of the best in Alexander Barkov. Lundell's two-way game has improved every season in the NHL. Look for him to take a bigger step offensively this year. Montreal Canadiens, Alex Newhook. The Habs paid a premium for Newhook in a draft day trade with Colorado, but the gamble they took will greatly pay off if he breaks out for next season. Newhook has the tools to be a great top 6 forward in the NHL, and a change of scenery will very likely help the 22-year-old whose production slipped last season. New Jersey Devils, Alexander Holtz. Alexander Holtz was a highly touted prospect when he was drafted by the Devils. This is a make-or-break year for him, as he's penciled into a third-line role playing alongside Eric Halla and Andre Palat. New York Islanders, Oliver Wahlstrom. Oliver Wahlstrom showed flashes of his potential in the past previous years, but it seems like he was always bouncing from line to line. While this year, he's projected to be playing on the top line alongside Bo Horvat and Matt Barzal. If he can stick on that line, he'll finally have his breakout year. New York Rangers, Kaapo Kakko. Kaapo Kakko had a career-high 40 points in 82 games last year, but this year, expect his numbers to skyrocket as he's projected to be on the top line alongside Mika Zibanejad and Chris Kreider. Jake Sanderson showed flashes of his potential last year when Thomas Chabot was out with injury. He put up 32 points in 77 games, but this year, he'll play a top 4 role for sure and will be without a doubt playing 20 plus minutes a game. Look for him to have a breakout year. Pittsburgh Penguins, Drew O'Connor. Don't expect Drew O'Connor to be anything special in the league, but he'll be a very good grinding forward in the league. He's starting to come into his own at the NHL level, and he's coming off a strong performance at the World Championships with Team USA this spring, where he had 8 points in 10 games. Philadelphia Flyers, Morgan Frost. Morgan Frost put up 46 points in 81 games last year, which is amazing production considering the team he played on last year. Expect Morgan Frost to play a first-line center role this year. Tampa Bay Lightning, Nick Perbix. Nick Perbix was introduced to the Lightning's defensive core last year when he joined Victor Hedman on the top D pair. He should resume in that role and will remain in that role the entire season. Look for him to play an expanded role on the defense. Toronto Maple Leafs, Timothy Liljegren. A former first-round pick of the Maple Leafs, Liljegren is a really talented defenseman who has potential to be a top 4 caliber defenseman, but his potential and development has been hindered by Toronto. The reason why Liljegren is my breakout candidate is because it's really his make-or-break year. With next year being a contract year, Toronto could let him be an unrestricted free agent as he hasn't really proven himself to be what they thought he would be. Rasmus Sandin was never going to unlock his full potential being stuck behind Morgan Rielly in Toronto. After being traded to the Washington Capitals, Sandin recorded 15 points in 19 games. Although there are still defensive lapses in his game, look for Sandin to have his best offensive output since he joined the NHL. Listen to Hockey with Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Here are the breakout candidates in the Western Conference. Anaheim Ducks, Jamie Drysdale. Last season didn't go as planned for Drysdale, who was limited to just 8 games due to a shoulder injury. The 21-year-old defenseman is expected to be good to go for the 23-24 season and is primed for a breakout year. He is an excellent skater and a great playmaker with instinct on both sides of the ice, which should make him an elite defenseman in the NHL. Arizona Coyotes, Dylan Guenther. Guenther only played in 33 games last year for the Coyotes, but put up 15 points. With improved line mates and players to play with, Dylan Guenther should have a breakout year. Calgary Flames, Dylan Dubé. Dylan Dubé had a career-high 45 goals and 82 points last season, but with the departure of Tyler Toffoli, this opens up the possibility that Dylan Dubé will play a top 6 role on the team. Chicago Blackhawks, Lucas Reichel. Reichel will be a cornerstone for the Chicago Blackhawks and a great complementary piece to Connor Bedard. Reichel had 15 points in 23 games last year and is expected to play on that top line with Bedard and Taylor Hall. He is in a great position to succeed. Colorado Avalanche, Bowen Byram. Bowen Byram only played in 42 games last year but put up 24 points. At 22 years old, Bowen Byram checked off 2/3 of the boxes to be a member of the Triple Gold Club, winning World Juniors Gold in 2020 and a Stanley Cup in 2022. If the NHL ever decides to return to the Olympics, there's a good chance that Byram would be on Team Canada. He also checks all the boxes to be an elite defender in the NHL. Dallas Stars, Wyatt Johnson. Wyatt Johnson had a strong rookie year last year for the Dallas Stars with 41 points in 82 games and will continue to build upon that. His all-around skill set and expected top 6 role in the lineup make it likely that Johnson will avoid the sophomore slump and take a big step forward this season. Edmonton Oilers, Philip Broberg. Philip Broberg was the 8th overall pick by the Edmonton Oilers back in 2019. He has failed to meet those lofty expectations of becoming such a high pick. He has failed to meet the expectations of being such a high pick, as he has failed to crack the top 6 on the defense. But this year could be finally his chance to crack the lineup. As that third pair looks pretty weak, he'll primarily be competing with Desharnais to be that 6th defenseman. Los Angeles Kings, Quinton Byfield. Byfield was selected with the 2nd overall pick in 2020, and while he has not put up big numbers since joining the NHL, he has been getting better and better, and in the 23-24 season, he could finally have that breakout year, as the 6'5 center is poised to be playing on that top line alongside Anze Kopitar and Adrian Kempe, and will also be playing on the top power play unit. Minnesota Wild, Marco Rossi. After 2 excellent seasons in the AHL, Rossi will make the jump as a full-time NHLer. The 9th overall pick in 2020 can be a dynamic two-way center and could very well end up as the Wild's first-line center. But first, he has to prove he is of that caliber of center. Nashville Predators, Philip Tomasino. It's a new era in Nashville, as the Preds are expected to have a youth movement at forward after Ryan Johansson was traded to Colorado and Matt Duchene was bought out. Tomasino will be at the forefront of this youth movement. He'll be a standout on the Predators for the 23-24 season. San Jose Sharks, William Eklund. William Eklund is expected to be playing on the top line of San Jose alongside Thomas Hertl. With not much talent on San Jose this year, he'll be getting a lot of ice time and opportunities. Seattle Kraken, Ili Tolvanen. After being released by the Nashville Predators, he was picked up by the Seattle Kraken, where he put up 27 points in 48 games during the regular season and 8 points in 14 playoff games. Tolvanen will play on the third line alongside Yanni Gourde and Oliver Bjorkstrand, as well as the second power play unit, and his offensive production will only increase. Next season seems to be the breakout year for many of the 2020 draft picks, and Jake Neighbors is no exception. He doesn't have the high-end skills as some of the other players from his draft class have, but he does possess strong forecheck skills and strong puck possession skills. He'll be a key player for the Blues going forward, as he is projected to be playing on the line with Kevin Hayes and Jacob Varana. Vancouver Canucks, Vasily Podkolzin. Podkolzin still hasn't broken out in North America, splitting last season between the NHL and AHL. but the 22-year-old has the skill and grit to be a key member of the Canucks moving forward. He was a standout for Russia at the World Juniors and Helenka Gretzky Cup and played for SKA St. Petersburg, one of the premier KHL teams as a teenager. Podkolzin has the potential to be one of the best power forwards in the league, and he should take the next step in that development next year. Vegas Golden Knights, Paul Cotter. Paul Cotter scored 13 goals and 18 points in 55 games last year for the Golden Knights. He will be a big part of the third line with William Karlsson and Mike Amadio. Winnipeg Jets, Cole Perfetti. The Jets finally traded Pierre-Luc Dubois this summer in a package which brought back Gabe Vilardi and Alex Iafallo. With Dubois out of town, Perfetti will play a bigger role in the Jets' top six and on the power play. Perfetti is a great playmaker, and the Jets have wingers who can finish in Kyle Connor and Nikolaj Ehlers. The Jets might actually give him the chance to be their number one center. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@hockeywizTravels. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about how analytics have changed how players get evaluated.